With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo. Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot. When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Friday, May 22nd, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, I'm CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator, Genevieve Hinch, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with traffic updates to keep in mind if you're hitting the roads this morning, construction at the intersection of Montreal Street and John Counter Boulevard is scheduled to resume today and is expected to continue throughout May. Drivers should also expect delays on Concession Street between Victoria Street and Alfred Street, Bath Road for Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard to Portsmouth Avenue, and Stephen Street from County Street to Montreal Street due to the installation of intersection pedestrian signals. Additional delays are expected along King Street West at Country Club Drive, extending towards Front Road and east of Sand Bay Lane, where Utilities Kingston continues sanitary and water main installation work. Traffic in this area will be reduced to one lane in each direction, so motorists are advised to watch for lane shifts, reduce speed limits, and share lane signage. Construction is currently taking place along John Counter Boulevard from Elliott Avenue to Montreal Street and from John Counter Boulevard to Ascot Lane. Moreover, drivers should expect delays on Collins Bay Road from Taylor Kidd Boulevard to Highway 33 as contractors continue paving operations on both Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Collins Bay Road. Short-term road closures remain in effect on Sydenham Street from just north of Princess Street to Princess Street, as well as Wright Crescent at Palace Road. Long-term closures also continue along Princess Street from Frontenac Street to Division Street. Turning to the weather, we are starting the day with a mix of sun and clouds. Winds will be coming from northeast at 15 kilometers per hour, with a 20% chance of showers developing later this afternoon. We're expecting a high of 18 degrees today with sunny breaks, and the UV index will reach 5. Clouds cover increasing into the evening, with temperatures dropping to a low of 11 overnight. This has been your morning news brief, and be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indy Wake Up Call coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good morning. What's up? What's happening? It's me, Jesse Bell, here with you for your Friday morning Indy Wake Up Call, and today is a 100% Canadian content episode. I just have so much great CanCon, both present and nostalgia hits from the past, that, you know, it's bursting at the seams. I just decided, you know what, we're going to do one of those classic all-Canadian, all-content, all-day type episodes. And you can tell, I'm pretty keyed up. I'm jazzed. I'm ready for this. We have got everything from, like, kind of ambient, almost drone-inspired rock to your more traditional pop. We've got throwback hits to the, I'm going to say, mid to late 2000s. We'll get to that when we get to that, but we've got everything from Nelly Furtado to the Tragically Hip to some lesser known acts from the mid to late 2000s. I'm not talking about underground, you know, these guys were on Much Music, but I think if I say the name Ill Scarlet to you, you're probably scratching your darn head. We've got some Ill Scarlet, we've got some Mobile, we've got some Finger 11, which, you know, they had one big hit, but we're not playing that one. It's not really for me. It's not my thing. But we are going to play some nostalgic kind of early 2000s to mid-2000s rock and alternative. I know I say nostalgia should be consumed like anything in moderation, but hey, what the heck? Let's get into it today. We're going to kick off this music block with a track from Elk Lodge. This is called Build Taller, Feel Smaller. We've also got a new track from Pink Snail called High Five. We're going to throw it back to the late 1990s for a brief interlude with a bit of Pez. All that and oh so much more. Coming up, don't you dare go anywhere. For the time being, let's tap into Elk Lodge. This is Build Taller, Feel Smaller on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
See you. My lungs grow dumb. Inside me, a sacred small demented tree. Translucent bark and bloody leaves, because I am life. My lungs expand when my ribs unhinge. Yeah, greedy to take freedom in. Needier than original sin, because I am designed to be alive. Sometimes it hurts to be alive. Ooh. My lungs taste the burning thirst. Recognize we went scorched earth. Sympathize with the yearning thirst, because I am alive. My lungs contract, so nothing first. Coiled power quietly alerts. Then I'm everything ready to burst. Sometimes it has to hurt to be alive.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Hey everyone, it's Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes.
And we are back on your Friday morning Indie wake-up call on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Hey, what's up? It's me, your host, Jesse Bell, and we have got an all-Canadian edition of this week's Friday Indie wake-up call. We kicked off our music block with a track from Elk Lodge called Build Taller, Feel Smaller. We had a new release from Pink Snail called High Five. We heard a throwback from Pez, the proto-Billy Talent. Trust me, if you hear the song, not a lot changes between the Pez and Billy Talent eras, but it was Bird in the Basement. We had Lungs, courtesy of Nameless Friends. We had Little Jungles with Drowning Machine. And you just heard Fifth Project with The Labyrinth. And folks, this is going to be a brief interlude in terms of number of songs, but we're going to go on a journey here. Coming up next, we have Hidden Attachment with their latest release, A Long Walk in the Dark, which is actually off the Music for Palestine compilation record, which I do recommend you check out. A lot of fantastic stuff on there. We're also going to hear from Andrew McKelvey's Many Worlds. That's Time Dilation featuring Aquaculture. And we've got Population 2 coming up in this music block. And I can tell you, today we are going to, we're going to go places. We're going to experience a little bit of time dilation as towards the second hour of today's program, we're going to take a brief dalliance back to the early to mid-2000s. Like I said, nostalgia is a powerful force. We will use it in moderation, but that's just the kind of mood I'm in, and that's the journey we're going to take together. But first, we have got Hidden Attachment coming up next on your Friday morning Indie wake-up call. This is the, oh my gosh, sorry, Long Walk in the Dark. It always throws me off a little bit. So this is Hidden Attachment, Long Walk in the Dark on your Friday morning Indie wake-up call.
Done now. just open. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Breathe. Just breathe. Who does a shortness of breath actually serve? What would have happened if the wheel that turned just happened to turn a little bit less than it did? Even a little bit left than it actually does. Where would I have gone if the sun decided to pull me towards this yearning of recalibration? Why does it take moments like these for things to fall into place? When I finally come back to being grounded but high, compressed but elongated, flexible yet arthritic, improvised but considered, cognitive but tangible, will time allow me to experience it finally slower? I am still here breathing, but only to be angry and deceiving, deceived by the curiosities of why. Why must it take my body's screams to finally take the time I knew I've always known? We've always needed. When seconds begin to feel like minutes, do those minutes actually feel like hours? Do those minutes actually feel like hours? I only walked to the store in my dream, yet I don't remember those trees being green the last time I saw it. Does my survival mean that something or someone along the interweaving of these hours had to be sacrificed? If so, then leave me here. Within this time dilation, my eyes are closed. This is my choice. I choose to be here. I choose to be here.
And we are back on your Friday morning indie wake-up call. That was Population 2. I'm going to do my best here, folks. I'm going to do my best. You know, French is not even a second, third, or fourth language for me. Megalou. You can look it up yourself. We also heard from Andrew McKelvey's Many Worlds with Time Dilation featuring Aquaculture. And we kicked off that brief music block with Hidden Attachments, Long Walk in the Dark. I'm going to tell you right now, get your, what is it, Big Shiny Tunes CDs ready. We're going to talk much music. We're going to talk some of the nostalgic acts that we're playing in this next music block, because for me, I did have some exposure to, I'm going to say, much music culture through the realm of Big Shiny Tunes, but I actually didn't get much music until we got cable when I was like, I want to say 12 or 13. We got like high-speed internet and we got cable in the same year. Big year for me. At which point, much music became a really reliable part of especially my preschool routine. I'd always tap in and I'd see, you know, a nice potpourri, a mishmash of music videos. There were a lot of acts that played on much music that I assumed were Canadian that ended up not being the case, but I have narrowed this down to strictly Canadian acts, some obvious and some maybe a little lesser known in 2026. For me, much music was so instrumental in obviously helping to develop some musical sensibilities for me, and with the arrival of high-speed internet into my household, and I'm not condoning this, but I am telling you this as a statement of fact. Certain people in my house may or may not have used a citrus-themed file-sharing app, and I do have quite fond memories of this citrus-themed file-sharing app playing a big role in filling up my... Then, I believe it was an iPod Nano. It wasn't the Shuffle. It did have a screen on it, but it was skinny and shorter than the original generation of iPods. And man, oh man, grade 7, grade 8, I have, once again, very fond memories of like sitting outside in the summer, we're talking like May, June, and just listening to my iPod, and it was loaded with a lot of kind of late 2000s Canadian music, which I think explains my affinity for, once again, some of these lesser-known acts that certainly are not the same commercial presence they were at the time. And the first of these acts is the aforementioned Ill Scarlet, a GTA-based band, kind of alternative ska. They were quite prolific within their era, but I'll be honest with you, their one hit is really the only song by them that I will go back to, which is Nothing Special. Also featuring, I'm not going to say an original music video, because in my mind, OK Go had already dropped, you know, Here We Go Again, the treadmill video, iconic, one of the first viral videos of the YouTube era, and Ill Scarlet's video for Nothing Special is kind of reminiscent of that, but I think they do a fantastic job with it. It's like smashing through this residential home in, I believe, Mississauga. Take a look. It's obviously available on YouTube. I think it's quite a good music video, and I think it fits the song really well. We're also going to hear from a band that had much more lasting commercial success in Canada, but also at times in the United States, which is Finger 11. They're not my favorite band in the world, but I do have a soft spot for, I think, what was their biggest hit until Paralyzer, one thing. We're going to hear from Alexis on Fire, who I have no reservations about my love for Alexis on Fire. We're going to hear from Mobile, a Montreal-based band that I thought was going to be the next big thing. They were huge, air quotes there, in the kind of Canadian Indian alternative scene in the mid-2000s. They had Montreal Calling was their big hit, which I believe was also the soundtrack for one of the NHL games. I think it was like NHL 05, maybe 04. Pretty good tune, all things considered. We're going to play See Right Through Me, which is always the one that I remember most because the music video was on repeat on Much Music. Kid by the train tracks, he finds a flyer for Mobile. The lead singer kind of looks like, and this is maybe a bit more obscure, Chris Gaines, the failed alter ego of Garth Brooks. This guy just looks like him all the time, though, which
I think one of the more 2000s guys to ever exist. Not Garth Brooks, not even Chris Gaines, but the lead singer of Mobile. We're also going to hear from my girl, love of my life, Miss Nelly Furtado. Say It Right, which is the, I believe, follow-up single to her wildly successful Promiscuous. And I do totally appreciate this era of Nelly Furtado, but I think I might prefer her early work, specifically Like a Bird, which is one of my favorite Canadian pop songs ever, over this. But hey, still some great output, and I remember this era of Nelly Furtado went crazy at the middle school dances. All that and so much more coming up. I think you're going to really enjoy this curated trip down memory lane. So without further ado, let's get into the swing of things. Let's kick off this music block with Ill Scarlet and Nothing Special.
I wasted the light between both these times. I drew a really thin line. It's nothing I planned, and not that I can, but you should be mine across that line. If I traded it all, if I gave it all away for one thing, just for one thing, if I sorted it out, if I knew all about this one thing, wouldn't that be something? I promise I might not walk on by, maybe next time, but not this time. Even though I know, I don't wanna know. Yeah, I guess I know, I just hate how it sounds. If I traded it all, if I gave it all away for one thing, just for one thing, if I sorted it out, if I knew all about this one thing, wouldn't that be something? If I traded it all, if I gave it all away for one thing, just for one thing, if I sorted it out, if I knew all about this one thing, wouldn't that be something? Even though I know, I don't wanna know. Yeah, I guess I know, I just hate how it sounds. Even though I know, I don't wanna know. Yeah, I guess I know, I just hate how it sounds. If I traded it all, if I gave it all,